Hi, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss equality of opportunity. Equality of opportunity says that a distribution is just if and only if it assigns positions in society according to morally relevant criteria such as ability or merit and not according to morally arbitrary criteria such as gender or race, right? So we need to make sure that we are giving equality of opportunity to everyone, right? People should get the position they deserve based on ability and past performance, right? This is what we need to be basing our hiring decisions on solely, right? Often used in business decisions regarding employees, suppliers, and customers, right? So, now, are there problems with equality of opportunity? Let's look, right? The ability, effort, merit, and desert are often determined by factors that are arbitrary from a moral point of view, right? So let's look at the genetic lottery, family background, lucky decisions, right? How should benefits be distributed to positions? Usually, the answer is according to a marginal contribution. So let's take a look at marginal contribution theory, right? So here, you can see that we've got Jack and Jill, right? And they're creating a number of pins, like a push pin, right? So productivity, if they're both creating heads and points to a pin, right? Jack will be able to complete 9 pins in a day if he's specializing on heads and still creating 1 point. Whereas Jill, if she's creating 9 points in one head, she can only create together. They can create 9 apiece. Together, they can create 18 apiece, right? But let's say Jack specialized in creating heads only, and Jill specialized in creating points only, right? So now they're able to increase their productivity to 90. This is called marginal contribution. I specialize in this, you specialize in that, I can create these really fast, you can create these really fast, and now we can merge our output together and have a greater total cooperative production, right? So measuring marginal contribution, right? Together, Jack and Jill, they'll produce 90 pens per day. Without Jill, Jack can only produce 9 pens per day, right? Jill's marginal contribution is 81 pens. Therefore, Jill deserves 81 pens. Without Jack, Jill can only produce 9 pens. Jack's marginal contribution is the same, 81 pens. So 81 plus 81 equals 162. However, there are only 90 pens, right? So now we look at the marginal contribution of a firm. Remember, we want marginal revenue to equal marginal cost, right? That means we are maximizing our profit potential, right? So now, if you look on the right-hand side of this chart, you'll see that in dark gray is the marginal revenue, and in light gray is the marginal cost, right? So we want to find on this graph where the marginal revenue and the marginal cost equal, and then therefore that will allow us to derive the number of employees that we should keep on staff, right? So we can see that in 1, 2, and 3, 1, 2, 1 through 5, right, we are seeing that marginal revenue is outweighing marginal cost, right? But we know from the theory of profit maximization that marginal revenue equals marginal cost, and this equals profit maximization. So it looks to me like the number of 6 employees is the magic number that is going to show marginal revenue equals marginal cost, right? So this is where we should be operating at with the number of employees, right, and our labor driver. So, equality of welfare. Welfare equality holds that a distribution of property rights and resources is just if and only if it results in everyone having the same level of welfare, right? So we want to obviously stay away from the welfare state, but it only holds true, equality only holds true if everybody's on the same level, right? The problem is measuring and comparing welfare. So everybody has different tastes, right? And it appears to say that we should justify the preferences of those who do not enjoy inexpensive resources, right? So leveling down, right? So if we are bringing everybody into an equal welfare state, right, but my taste may be different than this other person's taste, but now I have to level myself down because now we can only have this certain amount of quality of products because we're all on the same page, right? Well, now look, equality is great, right? But we need to make sure that we are promoting free market economics. We need to make sure that we're promoting a free market capitalism to where we can pull ourselves out of poverty, not worried about the welfare state, and creating our own wealth, right? That is the point of the free market system.